Blog Talk Radio.
Well, happy Friday, guys. We had such a fun time getting on tonight, but we're glad we made it. It's Lynn Bleasdale and Dan Drake Bucky. Oh, how's that for a segue? So, Dan Drake Bucky, Laurie Connell, I think, is with us, and Sue Fields Dalamonte. So, Jan, do you want to take it away? I'm still out of breath from running to catch the train.
Sure.
Yes, thank you.
And thanks, Lynn. Uh-huh. Welcome, everybody, to Enter the Light radio show. And this is our 23rd show this week, so we're moving right along. And we have Lynn and Sue also with us. And our topic tonight was going to be about the fall season and what we think about it. And I think that I'll just go ahead and let Sue talk about it right now if she wants to.
Okay. For me, I love the changes. The change in the temperature, the change in the color. Everything is going to sleep, just starting to doze off. And I read something today that said, with the fall, watch the trees. When they drop their leaves, they're showing how beautiful it is to let go of what we no longer need.
Wow.
And I thought that was so powerful, because so many of us hang on to garbage that we don't need to hang on to. And
wow,
we should be like the trees, and when the leaves are dead, let them go.
How do you let go of garbage, Sue? That's a good question I'd like the answer to.
I'm working on that.
Yep, I think we all are, right?
I think that when we finally just get to a point that we've had enough, we just have to say, God, source, angels, spirit, universe, whoever it is that you call on,
mm-hmm.
more equipped to deal with this than I am. I'm not doing it anymore. It's yours. And we just have to stop. We have to turn it over to our higher being to take care of it, because it brings us down. It wilts us and depletes our positive energy when we hang on to all the negative garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So just like the seasons, we need to change along with the seasons.
Beautiful. You're talking about surrender, basically, aren't you, Sue?
Pretty much, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's nature's way. Nature surrenders to the biological imperative that they run by, and they don't question, they just surrender. Kind of love that.
And all the different seasons bring in all the different things that are needed by nature, by the animals, the plants, and we should take it by there. Spring is rebirth. Summer is growth. Fall is the beginning of your slumber, and winter is sleeping and recharging.
Yep. And playing the fiddle.
Yes.
Making art. Stuff like that. Yeah. No, that's beautiful. I love that. Yeah. An early sort of fall this year, it feels like, eh?
It does. It most definitely does. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, well, we will embrace it then, won't we?
Right. Lori, what do you think about the fall?
There's a few things that I looked up. What I personally like about fall is the colors, the oranges, the yellows, the golden, the reds, the greens. Those are my favorite colors. Those are earth tone colors to me, and I'm a pretty earthy person. It is all about change. And fall is beautiful, and it's calming, and it's a time where it's picture perfect because of all the, different colors involved. And it's a time for pumpkins. Pumpkin's everything. You know, I just bought me some pumpkin marshmallows. I got pumpkin creamer. I love pumpkin. So, you know, that's fall to me is, you know, it's just the warm days and the cool nights. So
there you go. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's lovely. Boy. Jan, what you got
on
fog?
I love it so much. First of all, the September is my birthday month, so every day, I always take each day of September as a special day because I celebrate the whole month, and I do something special for each day. And also, it's just a time of change, and so we're going into all the new seasons, and we're going into the winter and the fall, winter, and then, of course, there's all the celebrations, and, of course, I'm really big on that kind of stuff, and I love all of our celebrations we have here, and especially Halloween. And Halloween and Christmas, of course, are my favorite. Thanksgiving is awesome, too. I used to be able to cook for my mom when she was alive. But Halloween is so special to me, so maybe that's going to be another topic in itself later, but I particularly like that celebration because of the time of how just the whole experience of it. And I usually have dreams of my family, and they come through so vividly. So anyway, that's part of that. But it's mostly just all of the celebration, and it's such a positive time for the whole earth because so many people are celebrating all of our, you know, Christmas. That's such a big day of peace on earth, and all the other celebrations too. It's really fun to me. So that's how I think of this time. And I love what all of you had said too, because I was just relaxing and listening to what you were all saying. It was so nice. So yeah, that's what I think.
Oh, beautiful. You've got a couple of poems today, Jan, do you?
I do, and I will share them right now. And
beautiful.
One goes into the other, so I'll just sort of put them together. And this is, I don't know, I didn't have it ready at all, so I just was looking around today right before the show, and these popped up immediately. So I just thought, okay, this must be it. So the first one is called The Dance of Creation, and I had taken a class with Barbara DeLong a few years ago for, it was a channeling class for writers. And so she taught us, she was helping us learning how to write and channel at the same time, like doing automatic writing type of stuff. So anyway, this is one of the poems that came out called The Dance of Creation, and it goes, "That ebb and flow, how it can take you on a high or low, yet its consistency remains a constant continuum. From within us, from without us, one can hear its gentle hum. We question its very foundation. The many expressions of it confuses us, but stretches our minds to view yet another identification. Our fall and recovery continue to dance in its way through this soulful journey, still questioning the choreography and design of our own personal story. The leaps and jumps we make in this life can be astounding. Little did we know that it was much easier than we thought to abound in creation's perfect alignments. We do not always have to take such a pounding. Its grand scheme is far more organized than we could ever imagine. Why I question it so much, instead of allowing my natural rhythms to smile and grin, that this life is all such a practice getting ready for the completed works that we can see in our meditation, or maybe it's never ending, and we are complete already in this divine dance of creation," which goes right into the poem called Dance With Me. "Dance with me, let's ravage the space with joyous elation. Dance is a sweet sensation. Dance with me, baby, let's let our bodies move with grand elevation. It doesn't matter where it is, dance is a sweet sensation. Dance with me, honey, let's dance to the place where time stops and flow begins. It relieves every aggravation. Dance is a sweet sensation." And there it is.
Oh.
Nice.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. Oh. Lift you right up, right? That's very beautiful, Jen. Wow.
Thank you.
So, I've been looking at area code 603.
Yes.
Sue asked, we asked, we'd bring this caller on if we could. Jen, do you think that's okay?
Yes, sure can.
Yeah,
here we go.
That.
Yes, hi.
Ooh, all righty.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great. Is
Great.
This Karen?
And what's your name?
Yes. Hi, Sue. This is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Have you got a question, Sue? Or, I mean, Karen? Sorry.
Yes. Yes. I want to know what you guys see about a new job that I had started. And the other thing is, if you see anybody special coming into my life.
Okay. All right. Well, if Jan, if you're comfortable leading us off, go right ahead.
Sure. Hi, Karen. Let's see.
Hi.
Trying to see if this animal's coming through. I'm really seeing a big full moon and... and someone on a tree, and they're in the color yellow. It's a female being. It's a fairy. She's all in a tree, and it's at nighttime, and there's a big full moon, and it's yellow, and I don't know why they're showing me this, and I'm trying to see where that animal is because I know it's about to come through here. And there's all these branches hanging around, and then all of a sudden, here comes the animal. And it's a cat with piercing blue eyes.
Wow.
A cat with piercing blue eyes. So it was dark out, so I don't know what, you know, that was kind of neat.
Yeah.
Let me see. Cat is a very positive animal. So it's a nice thing. But they're also very mysterious. So that could be why it was in a mysterious setting there. And they're part of magic and independence, healing, clairvoyance, and curiosity. And they reflect your independence. They represent free thinking. You want to keep cat as a good ally. And they are naturally graceful and sensitive, and they're very much about developing your psychic abilities and in also the healing arts. And if one crosses your path, look for new magic coming into your life. Pay attention to the signs and synchronicities. And so that's one of the main things. And also, cat represents any time that you have gone through anything, and they always land back on their feet. So they're very much, they're very much into that. So I think I'm just going to pass it right over to someone else, Sue, or whoever else wants to.
All right. Well, thank you.
Welcome.
All righty. Lori, how are you doing there?
I'm doing good.
Picking anything up for Karen?
Oh, yes. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
I pulled a card for you, and this card is saying it's peer pressure card. And what it means is don't let others pierce you into a decision. You know in your heart what the right choice is. So if it be a relationship or a job, it's basically telling you, you know, to make up your own mind. I mean, it's good to listen to others' advice, but you know in your heart what's right, what's wrong. That's what I'm gathering from this card. And a lot of pink is showing in this card. A little bit of purple, a lot of pink.
What's the pink mean?
The pink is like love. And the purple is a spiritual color. But most of it is showing pink here. And you said something about you was asking about a relationship too. So, did you mention you just started a job?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay. Okay. Do you feel good about this job so far?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I mean, usually right away after, you know, I give it a month at a job. You know, if you're not feeling
right.
too good about it, it's time to move
no,
on.
I was feeling good about it right off.
Okay, good. That's good. Remain positive and go with your intuition. And just, you know, stay on the right path. It seems like you're, you know, you have a good outlook, positive outlook. Stay on that right path. And eventually that relationship will work out. That person will come in. But I think right now you probably just need to focus on this job, one thing at a time, baby steps.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. But it's, you know, it seems okay to me. But, you know, I think you're doing right, so. I'm going to go ahead and pass you over to Sue, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Sue.
I have a couple messages for you. The first thing, when you started talking, I heard the word love and saw red hearts. So I am taking that as a sign that, yes, a relationship is coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing that you need to do is work on your energy and balancing your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe do like a chakra cleanse and get your chakras all aligned. And everything's going to start moving in. And with the job.
Okay, and does it look like somebody I already know? Or can you tell that? Or?
I'm getting a dark-haired gentleman that likes to laugh. I can see him laughing. Very happy, outgoing,
mm-hmm.
passionate person. I don't know if it's somebody that you already know or if it's somebody that's coming through, though. Sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
Okay. Yep. And with the career, take some deep breaths and pull in all the positive energy and release any negative energy. And that's going to also get your energy, your positive energy flowing.
Okay.
And as you're exhaling, all the old patterns that we had talked about before, release them.
Yep.
And it's time for you to step up into type of a leadership role, taking your power and using it to lovingly guide others.
Mm-hmm.
So the individual that we had discussed, use that, be extra nice.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, she's already much better. So,
don't allow any of the old habits from before to come back into play.
Right.
If that starts coming up, just take the deep breath and blow it out and focus on the leadership role and using it in a positive manner to readjust, retrain the situation. And things are going to go wonderful. You're going to take off. Everything is just, it's all in your favor right now. It's like the sky is the limit for you.
Wow. That's
so
great.
The more you stay positive, the more you focus on your energy and putting out the positive, loving energy, the more it's going to come back to you.
Okay.
Okay, and that's what I have for you, Karen.
Oh, well, thank you so much, all of you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Well, that's great, Sue. Thank you. Karen, what I get for you immediately regarding your job is a picture of a staircase. And it says here, it feels like you've been climbing those stairs for a while, but I see three more stairs for you and then a plateau. And as Sue says, at that point, the sky's the limit for you. Just be a little patient. it's kind of like when you get to the very end of a journey and, oh, man, you're so close, but it just feels like the last bit is taking the longest. But, no, I see three stairs here, three steps, one, two, three, and at the top there's a plateau, and it's going to get there. You're going to get there. Just be patient. And again, the same for the relationship. Patience, again, is required. The name Jason comes up. I don't know if that is a potential love relationship or if
I had an ex named Jason, but ex-boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, there
not,
you go. Jason's popping his head up there. And then this is fun. Do you know who Nora Ephron is?
I've heard Nora
Ephron. You've seen her movies, When Harry Met Sally, You've Got Mail.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yep. And the reason Nora Ephron came up is because when you meet this romantic partner, it's not going to feel like the usual way with romance and bells and whistles and all that. It's going to irritate you. This person is going to start out irritating you. So,
okay. I'm going to run the other way when they do that.
Well, what it's very romantic kind of irritation, just in the same way Harry drove Sally crazy. You know, she hated the guy, and You've Got Mail, all that stuff. This guy's gonna really tick you off for a while, but then eventually, you're gonna go, oh, the thing that's making me upset is stuff that I don't like in myself, and I think it's gonna be really sweet after that. Yeah, and I don't mean irritation like you wanna hit him on the head with a pickaxe or anything. Just like
right.
This person's going to. Be a challenge for you. You know, you're going to meet your match, I think. So,
mm-hmm.
Anywho, I wish you so much luck. God, do call in again. Let us know how it goes. And
yeah,
that's great. And that's what I've got for you, Karen. I think it's pretty positive stuff.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. Patience, patience. It's always about patience. But,
yeah.
We just can't. You know, we want to grab the controls and start fiddling, but the universe knows best. So be patient,
yep.
And it's going to be just fine.
Okay.
All right, Karen. Thank you so much
all
for
right.
calling. Let
all
us
right.
know how it goes.
I sure will. Thank you all, and thanks again, Sue. Have a good night.
Have a
thanks,
beautiful
Karen.
Night. Okay. So, Jan, I think the caller that's been waiting for a long time is 256. Does that look right to you?
Here we go.
All
here we go.
Then.
Hi, 256.
Hello.
56, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. My name is Kimberly. I'm calling from Georgia.
Oh, good. And who are we talking to and where are you from?
Kimberly, Georgia. Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you. What?
I said Kimberly. Hold on a second.
I'm hearing Kimberly.
Okay.
Is that
I said
right?
I'm Kimberly?
Kimberly
from Georgia.
Kimberly from Georgia.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Okay.
So Kimberly,
so,
have you got a question for us tonight?
Well, my question is really about the job that I'm at right now. It's not sitting well with me, and I've been looking for other positions, and I just want some insight on that, please. Thank you.
All right.
Sure. I'm going to go right ahead and... The giraffe is coming in for you, Kimberly.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So that giraffe has a few words for you.
Okay.
So let's see what giraffe has to say here.
Okay.
That's so interesting how it just does that. When sometimes they just come in really very quickly. So let's see. Yeah, and you know they're just like they really want to. Them. So with giraffe, keep your head up, have faith, trust your gut regarding the situation you're dealing with at present. You'll have to reach
mm-hmm.
a bit, but you will achieve your goal. Keep your eye on the possibilities that are just on the horizon. It's better to not act too hastily in this situation, and it's a good time to spend time socially with friends and family. Make a point
okay.
to be a good listener and to be clear in your communications, both professionally and in personal relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're if you feel that you're too involved with the material world and what's immediately in front of you at the expense of your spirituality and ability to see ahead. So keep that in mind, that your spirituality is also important, you know, not just the material world. Because I know they always say this, if you put your mind and attention onto the spiritual world, everything else will come together. So that's the message that they're saying right there, basically. But also that you have a gift of foresight and are and able to go have dreams and visions and ideas. So just keep all that in mind, too. And you're an effective communicator. So you have a lot of – the giraffe is giving you a lot of positive energy here to to think about your job. So I'm just going to go ahead and pass it over to Lori.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
The card I got was a chakra clearing. You may be out of balance right now. It sounds like your mind is not where it needs to be because you're not happy at your job. I would suggest, yes, there's better jobs out there. Keep looking. Remain positive. You know, there's always something out there for each of us. But what it's saying is, by clearing your chakras, you open yourself up to profound wisdom. While you're at that job, you know, try to gather as much information as you can to help you on the next job. You know, these are all just learning steps we go through. Have you been at that job for quite a while?
I have not.
Oh, it's a short while?
30 days. 30 days.
30 days. Yeah, yep. Yeah. I tell people usually a month, that's usually indication if it's going to work or not work. But
right.
But whenever you get free time, yeah, you know, just keep looking. I mean, apparently, you know, not everything's meant for everybody, you know, all the time.
Right.
But there is better
right.
things out there. Just stay open, you know, stay positive, stay grounded, you know, and protect yourself and just say, you know, this is a learning lesson. I can do better and move on.
Right.
So,
cool.
And that's pretty much what I got for you, and I'm going to go ahead and turn you over to Sue, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Kimberly. It's Sue.
Hi. Hi.
I am getting that it is definitely time for a career change.
Yes.
You need to move. The environment that you're in is not positive for you.
Mm-mm.
But the first thing that you have to do is take back your power. You have given some of your power away to others and allowed them to make decisions for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to take back your power. You need to you need to stand in your own truth. And you need to forgive yourself of the self-doubts that you're having.
Okay.
You are way better than what you're giving yourself credit for. You need to really stop doubting yourself. Make sure you reinforce to yourself on a regular basis how important you are, how intelligent you are, how gifted you are. And do not allow other people to make decisions for you.
Okay.
It's your life, and you have to make the decisions on what is best for you.
Right.
And
right.
don't feel guilty that you did give your power away for a while. Let that go, too. Forgive yourself for that. So it's a learning lesson.
Right.
That's all it is. Lessons throughout life. Everything that we do every day is a lesson. If it's how to be nicer to people, if it's how to be stronger, how to be more positive, how not to be negative, everything that we do every day is a lesson.
Right.
So don't beat yourself up for things that you might consider a mistake. It's not a mistake, it's a lesson. You learn from it,
right.
you move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you learn to take back your power and quit beating yourself up over things and give yourself the props that you so truly deserve, you're going to advance so far. It's just going to blow your mind.
Yes, you're exactly right.
Okay.
You're exactly right.
Okay, and that's the messages that I hope that I hear for you. I hope it helped, Kimberly.
Thank you. Yes, it did.
Okay, great. And Lynn?
I like what I get for you, Kimberly, ties very nicely into what Sue just gave you. The first thing I wrote down was itching to get out. As regards your current job, I feel it's almost like your spirit is itching to get out.
Yes.
and that word just describes it. Now, I get words like flowers, plants, decor. There's a sentence I've written down here, the artistic energy that you possess is not being used.
Correct.
You're sitting on something that you love to do, and for some reason, and this may be tying in again to what Sue was saying about letting others define your path for you, you're talented. You've got talent, and there's stuff you love to do, and there are ways to get, like, find a way to work in the field you love. It's not fair to, like, go through life. You don't want to be, like, at the end of your life going, darn, I wish I'd, used what I was given, my talents. And you have talents that you should use.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's something, like, kind of more artistic that you want to do. Is that kind of, am I on the right track here?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Well, do it, okay? Because really, you might as well be happy and do work you love.
Exactly.
And it's kind of true. Like, the money tends to follow once you're happy. And you've got the goods. Just, let people think what they want. It's your life. Make yourself happy. Make your living doing what... And you can. It's just do it. Do what you love more. Think about it. Think about what you love because you've almost given up on those dreams. Don't give up. My handwriting is off when I'm channeling this stuff, but you deserve it. You deserve a job you love, so please go for it, okay, with all our love.
Okay.
Kimberly, you go
thank
there and
you
knock
so
them
much.
Dead yeah. And let us know
right.
how it goes, okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
Okay. Love and light, Kimberly.
All right. Thank you again. Hey. Thank you all.
Thank you, Kimberly.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, where are we going next, Jan? Do you see...
We're at 814, and I'm going to...
That's one, yep.
Right to it. And 814, are you there?
Hello, this is Greg from Pennsylvania.
Oh,
hello, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Hi.
You got a question?
Yeah, I was just
tonight,
calling.
Greg?
Well, I was just calling to get in the flow with some positive vibes, but mainly because right now I'm really having a problem with my back and just being constantly tired, and looking for some guidance there. I believe it's temporary, but my back's been a reoccurring thing.
All right.
Okay. Let me see now, Greg. What I'm seeing right away first is it's all green and I'm seeing a bridge. It almost feels like I feel like there's a bridge that you need to walk over to get to a place where you will start healing. And I'm not that's just the first thing I'm seeing. So it's that could mean whatever that might mean to you at this time. And now it's like they've taken that away from me. I was shown that right away, and it was very distinct, like a bridge to walk over, and then you'll be able to start to heal more. So there's something that you need to do for this, and the animal that I'm seeing is a raccoon. So it's I can see the big eyes. Like, it looks like there's sunglasses on the eyes. So let's see what Raccoon
I got that
to say.
Today, actually.
You got what?
I got the impression of a raccoon today. That was...
Wow.
Oh, did you really?
Playing
cool.
Yeah.
Neat.
That's neat. Let's see here if I can... yeah, that's... I love that when that happens, because then, you know... And that's just, that makes perfect sense when if you've seen it, then most likely I will see it too. So if it's if it's around you, and so obviously the raccoon's spirit is around you. And in spite of any doubts you may have, the resources you need for the current situation are readily available. There's some sort of deception going on around you that you can discern by listening to and trusting your intuition. Rather than being goal-oriented, this is a time for indulging your curiosity in open-ended exploration. So pay close attention to signs that suggest you're getting messages from your family on the other side. It's important to remain emotionally and mentally flexible for the next few days, as events will require you to adapt to rapidly changing circumstances. So that kind of reminds me of you walking over that bridge. I feel like once you walk over that bridge a little bit, you're going to go right into figuring out, things are going to change. Basically, things are going to happen for you. So, it says once again here: try to be flexible and adapt when you're faced with a challenging situation. So, but you're with this animal. They're saying that you're gifted with intuitive mechanical abilities, and you can express your creativity with your hands and in some type of, artistic way. So once again, it says here to be adaptable and flexible. So that's the main message from the raccoon, is to be adaptable and flexible. And when I'm seeing that bridge, I'm seeing it again. They're showing it to me again. It's a white bridge by the way. So I don't know if you have any recognition of that, but it may come to you at some point. So I'm just going to leave you with that and hand you over to Lori.
Okay. Hi, Greg.
Hi.
The first thing I'm getting is, have you been worrying a lot? Holding in a lot of problems?
Yeah, it's like I have a lot of things that I'm trying to do, things that should be fun, but it seems like that reoccurring back pain seems just to shut everything down.
Have you been to a doctor?
No, usually I can work out the kinks in my back. Sometimes I just push it a little too far. But,
okay, maybe you need to slow down a little bit. that's kind of the impression I got. Either, do some small stretches, take some hot showers, learn to relax a little bit. Usually, we get, when we're uptight and stuff, or we overdo it, our body gives us signals. So to me, that would be a signal like, I'm carrying too much on my back, on my shoulders. Straining, but I would slow down just a little bit, take time for you. And the card that I pulled is laughter, and this is saying enjoy life more. I always say laughter is the best medicine. So maybe you're not getting out and enjoying and working too much or whatever. But it says uplift yourself and those around you through loving laughter. I definitely would, maybe get some heat packs, do a few little, stretches, and just slow down a little bit. Because, you don't want to take it too far and then be laid up in bed. That would be no fun, would it? Just take care of yourself, Enjoy life. Enjoy day by day. But that's what I got. I'll just go ahead and turn you over to Sue then.
Hi, Greg. This is Sue. When you're getting your back pain, is there a lot of outside influence that's coming in towards you at that time?
Are you there, Greg? I think we lost Greg. What was the 814?
Alrighty then. I think it's 410 that's next. Jan, would you say so?
Yeah, but I'm just wondering why. Let me see if Greg is there one more time.
He's, I've lost his
Greg?
Area.
He lost,
no,
yeah.
Dropped, and I'm so
okay.
Sorry. Yeah, I can see on
yeah,
the 410. Screen.
Yeah, 410. Yeah. 410 is next. We'll go right into 410. Is that okay? Go right in it, into it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
410, are you there?
I am. It's Kathy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I feel like we've had Kathy on before, have we?
No, first time.
No? Oh, fabulous. Well, there you go. Glad you got through. Did you have a question for us, Kathy?
I guess I will ask what's coming up on my spiritual path.
All right.
Let's see. And, Kathy, where are you from?
Maryland.
Maryland, okay. What's coming up on your spiritual path?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm seeing a pink rose right now, right away in the sky. And it's really, really pretty. The skies are clear. I see white clouds with this beautiful pink rose. Gosh, I love that. So and the animal is, it's a deer. It's a deer.
Oh.
So let's just go right into that. And, you know, pink, of course, as you know, represents the heart and love and all that. And the white billowy clouds. Whenever I see white billowy clouds, that's a clearing. That's a very positive thing to see, that I see. It's like... it means things are clearing and things are cleared up or are
mm-hmm.
in, or are clear right now. You see, you know what I mean?
Yes.
As opposed to gray clouds or stuff like that. So that's it's very positive. So let me see what deer is saying. If you've been involved in any kind of negative circumstances, it's time now to seek out safety and nurturing situations and people. And more than ever, it's time to trust your gut instinct. And if you go down many different paths, lead to, you're poised for an enticing adventure is what they're saying. And, which will take you down many different paths. Be gentle with yourself and maintain a balance of authority and protection with your feminine characteristics of love, nourishment, and surrender. So the deer represents being highly sensitive and intuitive, and you're aware of other people's feelings. And also it says it's the deer likes to be outdoors and in the woods and a time to recharge and to regenerate. And that can be, that's very helpful when you're on a spiritual path too. So I recommend that for all of us who are on spiritual paths to be outside and to,
in nature.
So exactly. So I'm just going to leave you with that and, pass you over to Lori.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay, Karen, hi, or Kathy, hi.
Hi.
I got, the first card that I pulled was, I got a rose also, but this is a big red rose, where Jane got the pink rose, which still represents love. it says, open your heart. It says, your potential is greater
love, rest, and opening your heart. Blockages and wounds from your past will be healed, and you'll be met with the true passion you seek. So to me, that would be telling me, you know, to work on my inner self, you know, like you said, you're, you know, being your spiritual self, leaning towards that, grounding yourself outside in nature. Time of year, at least out here on the East Coast, it's, you know, fall, and it's a good time to, you know, walk and see the scenery. It's beautiful, and yeah, just, you know, work on yourself and your instincts, and, you know, what you like.
Right.
You know, things that interest you and make you happy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's, you know, that's the card I pulled for you, and that's what I got, and, you know, and I'll turn you over to Sue then.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Kathy. This is Sue.
Hi.
Do you have psychic abilities?
They say I do, but...
Okay. Because that was the first thing that I got. I started writing as soon as you started talking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear things and ignore them?
I probably do.
Okay. Concentrate on that more.
Mm-hmm.
And the flashes of light that you see around you, pay more attention to that. Because I feel like your abilities are really opening up. And if you concentrate on it more, you're going to hear the messages that are coming through. And you have so many spirits and angels that are around you, and they're trying to get your attention with flashing lights.
Mm.
It can just be like a little flicker that you'll
mm-hmm.
see out of the corner of your eye. Acknowledge it. Let them know that you see them. And do you have a special connection with animals?
Yeah, I do. I have a cat and a bird. I just love animals.
Do you know, I don't think this is crazy, but when you're around an animal, do you know what they're thinking and feeling? Can you pick up?
Not that much, no. I kind of know my bird and my cat.
You will. Pay attention when you're out in nature and you're around the other animals. If you're outside and you hear the birds singing, concentrate on it. You are going to pick up what the animals are saying, what they're feeling, their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be coming through real, real strong for you.
Okay.
Animal communication and nature. And I'm getting that you need, excuse me, to play and laugh more.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, let your inner child out. Do stupid stuff. Whatever sounds fun. Like, I went out a few months ago when it was pouring rain and ran around my yard in the rain. If you're walking outside and you see a puddle, jump in the puddle.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a park and swing on a swing.
Mm.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Get outside. Have fun. And you know, let your mind... open your mind. Don't close your mind off. When all these things start coming through to you, really open up to them.
Mm-hmm.
And you're really, as I just really see a lot, animal communication is just like really, really strong.
No, I hope that happens, yeah.
Yeah, work on it too. It's
mm-hmm.
if you're sitting someplace at a park and somebody walks by with a dog, try to concentrate on what that dog is thinking, what they're feeling.
I took a class, but I really didn't feel much from the class. I don't know what, I just,
it could have been that it wasn't the right time or it wasn't the right instructor.
True, true, yeah.
But
a little disappointed, but.
Call on your angels, call on the universe, God, source, whatever it is that you believe in,
mm-hmm.
and ask them to help guide you and to open your senses up to it more.
I do talk to them all the time. All the angels and God and
mm-hmm.
Jesus, Mother Mary, the whole list of people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're there for us always.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
It's getting for you that you're going to open up and you really need to play more. Have more
mm-hmm.
fun.
I will. I will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that helps, hon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have
Lynn?
A good evening, everyone.
You too, hon.
Thank you, Kathy.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Except Lynn, is Lynn has
yeah,
more for
I'm
you
here.
Probably. Okay.
Hi, Kathy. It's Lynn. It's Lynn here. Yeah, I just wanted to add here that I see you becoming involved in a group, and it's not like it's kind of like a church, but not. It's like a spiritual group. You will come to this group through a common interest. I've got here spiritual book club, but it doesn't necessarily involve books. It's like a club of a common interest. This will evolve into you're taking a group leader role down. You'll be helping to run this group, and I think you won't be disappointed in the group you find next. They're the ones who will feel right. It won't be like the class you joined. These people will have something in common with you. So look for those. It says here you've had a few tests and you've learned to see clearly without becoming cynical. So you're not going to just sort of throw the baby out with the bathwater. You're going to trust again and get involved with this group, and eventually you'll be helping to keep this group together. It won't be. I don't mean leader as an authority figure. I just mean someone who guides and is a cohesive force in this group. And also the astrological sign Cancer comes up. Okay? And
okay.
That's what I've got for you, Kathy.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And let us know how it goes if you can call in again sometime.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks.
I think we can squeeze one more call in, I think, Jan, eh?
Yeah, 631. I think we'll go right there. 630. Oh, oops, sorry. Wait a minute. 631, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Okay. Thank you. What's
Thank
your name?
You waiting.
Suzanne.
Suzanne?
Yes.
From
Long Island.
Where are you from? Long Island.
Oh, nice.
My mom grew up there.
Okay.
Nice place.
Yes.
Have you got a
question? My
question
is about love life.
Love life?
When do you see a boyfriend coming in?
Okay, let's see. You know, right away I'm seeing eyes again. This happens every once in a while. I see people's eyes. You're really, Suzanne, are you kind of like looking for it pretty much? You know, they're showing your eyes to me, like you're kind of inquiring, you're looking kind of thing, which is good, which is fine. And, what I'm seeing though are two lovebirds. Oh, this is so neat. They're kissing. I love this. Oh, cool. So you've got two lovebirds here, and I don't know if I might have to go see. I don't think I have that in my book. Let me just check this out on the internet, because that's just what I'm seeing. The two lovebirds kissing. So I think someone's going to be coming in. That's the feeling that I get for you. But I feel like you're like looking, and you're really inquiring about it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get the actual love. Oh wait, here it is. Let's see. Well, you know what? I'm just going to look up if they have like bird. What I'm seeing are two canaries. So I'll look up canary. That's what it looks like. Two yellow canaries is what I'm seeing. And they are kissing. So let's see. Whatever has gone before, let it go. Let it all go. And greet the morning sun with a spirited welcome and a renewed sense of hope and purpose. You're now discovering the power of your own voice and how influential and effective it is in speaking and or singing. And you need some more fresh air, sunlight for your health and vitality. The emotional and spiritual atmosphere you surround yourself with will greatly influence your mood and your state of well-being. So that makes a lot of sense, too, when you're looking for someone or wanting to be with someone, you know, is keeping a positive attitude. And they're talking about you're a powerful communicator with your speaking abilities and singing abilities. And you're sensitive to physical and the emotional atmosphere. Like, you're very sensitive. You know what I mean? And so,
yeah.
Are you into music?
I like music, but I'm not really into it. I mean, I like to dance or listen to it or things like that. I can't sing.
Okay. Okay. They're making a point about music here. So you might want to get more involved in something like that, like go to dances, or do you go out and stuff?
I've been there for years. No. It gets older. That's why I'm sitting home tonight.
Right. Maybe it's time to get out and challenge yourself a little bit and check it out.
No. You go to
these
dances. I've been to dances, and it's like two men and 100 women. I don't even do it anymore.
Oh.
I've done it.
Okay.
It's the same 10 people go, no matter where you go.
Right. I was thinking more of one of my friends met her husband at what's that kind of dancing? It's Western, country and Western dance. And
I'm
sorry,
that is women. It's all women.
I've gone
to different groups. It's all women.
Have you? Well, I'm just saying that she met her husband there. So I'm not trying anymore.
You know, God is going to have to put him in my path.
Okay.
I've gone to different things, and it's mostly women where I live. Yeah, I'm done.
All right. Well,
I'm done.
Mostly what I'm just seeing are these two lovebirds, and I think there's going to be a possibility of love for you. And so just try to keep yourself open to it, and I know that you are, because I know that you're looking, because I see your eyes. And and the color is yellow, so I'm going to pass it on over to Lori.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Okay. Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
The card that I pulled for you, it's showing two flowers. And these are like daisies. They call them calendulas, I think. Calendulas. They're similar to daisies, but they're showing me two pink flowers. And it says, you are healed. The healing you prayed for is on its way. So just keep bringing in positive vibrations, keeping a good attitude for what you want to manifest on finding someone, a partner. Remain positive. If you don't like dancing, try something else, you know. There's so many things out there.
No, not really. I don't have the money, and I don't really want to just travel and do a million things. I'm hoping I just meet somebody at the 7-Eleven, whatever. I don't get the gumption to go out again anymore. I've been there for years. If it's not going to happen, I mean, I can have somebody. It's just they have so many issues. It's pathetic, or they're ugly, and I have to myself kiss them. And that's what I have to do. I have no one.
Right. No, I didn't want to. I know it's tough. It really is tough to find somebody, you know, that you're compatible with. But and we're all picky. We are. We have to be picky. You know, we just don't want anybody.
Well, I'm talking about, I just met somebody. My friend tried to fix me up with him. He had no time to date. He was living with four other men, and he had no teeth. Now, how low do I have to go?
Okay. We have 10 seconds and then we're off. Please call us back next week, Suzanne. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hello. Are we? I don't think we're still on, are we? We're not recording
anymore.
I
think we're off. Yeah, I think we're
off. We're off air.
Well, if
I'm pretty sure,
Suzanne, yeah, okay. Anyway, I hope she calls back and we can finish the readings next week.
Definitely. I feel like she's going to meet someone. That's just my opinion. But anyway.
Oh, I do too. But I got a butterfly and it said, let it come to you. Like, it was not like the butterfly totem. It was like, let it come to you. Like, don't chase the butterfly. Stand still, it'll land on you kind of thing. So.
Oh. Well,
Did you all a bon fondue and a good night.
Love
good
and
night.
Good night.